think it's interesting to note that back in 2007, David Cameron promised a bare-knuckle fight with the then Prime Minister Gordon Brown over the closures of local hospitals and local A&Es, such as Chase Farm Hospital. And actually, David Cameron and his shadow Secretary of Health, Andrew Lansing, turned up in October 2007 at Chase Farm to show their support for the protesters petitioning against the closure of Chase Farm Hospital. They were welcomed at the time, but I wonder what type of reception Mr. Cameron will get tonight. The last thing I'd like to say about Charing Cross Hospital in particular, and why we want to remain the why we want to retain the emergency services there, is because of its stroke unit. Now, the Shaping a Healthier Future report, and the KIA report as well, which is a report into the emergency medical students across the UK as a whole, so not just North West London, they're both fixated on this idea of specialist centralised centres, which, as I've said, can work well in the case of certain emergencies such as stroke or trauma or heart attacks. Now, the KIA report is very proud of the fact that only 8 hospitals in London will now take you if you have an acute stroke. After 32 hospitals, only 8 deal with acute strokes. And as a result, London's stroke survival rates are actually amongst the best in the UK, and even in Europe, I believe. So that's a success. That's a roaring success. But Charing Cross is one of those 8 specialist units. Why do they want to close it down? I'm not sure. But the Royal College of Physicians, it audits all stroke units at all hospitals throughout the country. It calls it the sign-up audit. And it looks at 12 indicators to figure out how these stroke units are performing. One of the 12 indicators is how many patients receive a crucial brain scan within 24 hours of arriving at the hospital. At Charing Cross, 99% of patients received that crucial brain scan. Another one of its 12 parameters are how many patients are seen by a stroke consultant within 24 hours of arriving at A&E. 100% of patients at Charing Cross were seen by a stroke specialist, a stroke consultant. And it also has other parameters such as how many of the patients were given a little sit-down chat by the doctors in the first 3 days after their diagnosis to talk about the future, to talk about prognosis. Remarkably, 100% of patients at Charing Cross were given that talk. In fact, in November 2012, the Charing Cross Stroke Unit was ranked #1 in the country. So why do we want to move it? To me, it seems like a waste of precious resources and also a risk as well, because anybody that's worked in one of these complex, pressured organisations knows that you can't simply pick up